Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, career counselor and committed community volunteer. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King, everybody can be great because everybody can serve. We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes just show up to help build what King called a beloved community. And indeed, this region reflects a beloved community and the number of folks engaged in community serving. Today, we have the good fortune to have a visit from a couple of fairly important people from the Olympic Angels organization. We've had them on in the past. They were identified as Seattle Angels. Bo Olgren, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Missy. And glad to be here.
Did I correct the title? You are now officially Olympic Angels?
We are Olympic Angels as of January of this year.
Excellent. And Bo, you are a board member and responsible for the faith partnerships in the organization.
Yes, that's right.
Excellent. And you brought with you another person who's pretty important to the organization. Ian Hanna, thanks for joining us.
Hi.
And you serve in what capacity for the Olympic Angels?
I am president of the board.
Excellent. And so how many people does that mean you are wrangling as the president of the board?
Ooh, let's see. About five other folks on the board. We also have an advisory board that's growing, and we're taking new people on all the time in various ways.
We can follow up on that at the end of the program when we look to how we might be able to be partnering with you as our listeners take in what your organization is about. Bo, for those that didn't hear our episode on the Love Box, which we had you folks on about almost a year ago, perhaps, do help us understand who is the Olympic Angels?
Olympic Angels is an organization that wraps community around children in foster care and families fostering. We focus on relationship building, intentional giving, and mentorship, and match groups of dedicated volunteers that have a heart for foster care and a heart for children around a specific family who is fostering, and walk alongside the family, their foster children, and their biological children as they go through this incredible process of caring for some of our most vulnerable citizens.
So not to under-present it, would it be something like a book club would do together?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can be book clubs, they can be your golf group, they can be your tea and knitting group. It's a group of people that typically already has a relationship with one another. What I do in faith partnerships is try to find groups in churches and congregations that already have a connection and match them with a family that they can love on in all the ways that they can. And that can be from showing up for their ball games, bringing them dinner, working with them on their latest art project, really getting to know that child in the most authentic way possible and walking with them as they go through the foster system.
Wow. And Ian, can you speak to the statistics about the foster care community in Jefferson County? Or Ian, is that something that's part of your wheelhouse?
Sure, that's in my wheelhouse, yeah. Typically in Washington State, you see higher rates of removal in rural counties, meaning per 1,000 kids, how many are being removed from the home. We're about three times what King County is.
You know,
a lot of people think of foster care as potentially a more urban issue.
No, right,
it's just the opposite. Both Jefferson and Clallam counties have about three times King County. Grays Harbor is actually four times. So it's really amplified in the rural population and less visible just because of the nature of rural life. So we have anywhere between about 30 or 40 active cases in the court system at any given moment in Jefferson County. So that's 30 to 40 kids. You also have to remember there's the population where parental rights have been signed over to a relative or another guardian before it ever went to court. That population is probably around three times the size of the court population. Olympic Angels treats both of them equally. We serve both populations. So the total population we're serving, we're estimating, is between about 120 and 140 children.
So that second category, could you give us a little more definition around that?
Yes, it's so we know from the research that the very most important thing in helping a child through this difficult period of being removed from their nuclear family, the single most important thing is a healthy, consistent relationship with a caring adult. So that's always the goal. And in the situation where rights have been signed over to, say, grandparents or an aunt and uncle, they're going to have that relational consistency that's so important for their future. That's the kind of relational consistency that a foster home, as we think of it, is trying to create. It's absolutely the essence of what Olympic Angels and the whole National Angels program is trying to create, relational permanence, so that there's always at least one healthy adult tracking that child and having deep, authentic relationship with that child, no matter where they move to. And that, we know in foster care that children move an average of 7 times in 2 years. Oh. So they're bouncing all over the place, losing everything they know, their family, their school, their friends. Relational permanence is everything.
Yeah, so even though they're with a family member, they're not excluded from the support systems that the Olympic Angels bring.
And absolutely.
Yeah. And there's a logic behind that, because in the court population, they're losing that relational permanence. They basically lost their nuclear family and their extended family, and they need a lot of relational help. But they're getting a lot of resources. There's a lot of resources once a child's case is in the court system. In the other circumstance, that relational permanence is there, but the family receives nothing. So it's better for the child, but the state isn't providing any support in that context. So there are big gaps in both circumstances, and that's why we justify serving both populations.
That's
equally
pretty compelling for the need for the parent, the extended custody.
Yes.
So, Bo, some of the other sobering statistics I remember when we talked last time, you know, I want to stay target on the Olympic Angels, but the understanding that I'm that there are kids that age out, and what are some of the other concerns that you can really mitigate by providing this wonderful relational support, some of the statistics that call us to
Know that when we look at any of our larger societal challenges, we are really looking at foster care. So if you look at our prison population, it's about 80% have spent time in foster care, and 50% of our homeless population has spent time in foster care. Our teen pregnancy rates are sky high. Our graduation rates are about 50% for folks aging out of foster care. And going into college is about 3%, even though you have a full ride scholarship as a ward of the state. Mm-hmm. So our statistics for children who are aging out of foster care are abysmal, but we can change those. That is an opportunity for us to step in. Our, like, root organization, National Angels, their Austin Angels office, which is the original Angels office, has 100% graduation rate for their youth. And this is something that we can do here. We have the resources. We have people that want to love on kids and want to care for families. And we can walk alongside these kids and really show up in their lives.
Well, I want to hear some examples of this. Now, if you're just joining us, this is Missy Nielsen at Everybody Can. We're talking today with Ian Hanna and Bo Olgren about the great work that the Olympic Angels do. And these are the smallest of opportunities that have lifelong impacts for kids in foster care. I just love this idea. Can you kind of paint a picture of how I, if I'm listening, thinking about, oh, I've got 20 minutes a week, or I'm already driving to Silverdale, or I take my kids somewhere. How about giving us an idea what it really looks like to be a part of the Olympic Angels?
Yeah. Every group has one or two people that are the leads. And so they focus on really that relational permanency for that child in particular. So they show up the most, they spend the most time, and they're the ones going to games and having overnights and showing up and doing activities with that child. But everybody else gets to figure out their own role. So there are people that just bake things, that they know that is a love language, is to give food, or to just be funders, to be part of the group and just say, I can give this amount of money. I don't have time, but I can give money to help support this group in really showing up for this family. There are also people that, yeah, do runs to Silverdale to pick up the toilet paper and the paper towels and the laundry soap that that family really needs.
And to be clear, these leads are not the foster care parents. Mm-mm. And the leads are part of the Olympic Angels group.
Yes.
And they can do a variety of things. They take their lead from the family. Is that correct?
Yes.
As far as the need goes, maybe the support goes to the bio kid.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
We really wrap around that family and find out what the highest needs are and what we can do individually. We never want to serve them in a way that doesn't meet exactly what their needs are, because we are what I consider as community plus. Mm-hmm. We're the people that show up better, that show up more, that show up with extra things, always for that family and really tuned to their needs.
I know there's a lot of our community that may have family members elsewhere. It seems like a great outlet for that desire to just be around a young person from time to time. What are the barriers? What are the challenges to become a volunteer? Do I have to go through audit or, you know, a background check?
Yes.
Very good. Ian, emphatically, yes. Sue, but what does that involve? I mean, it's not as big and daunting as it sounds.
It's not big and scary. Anyone can go to olympicangels.org and click on the volunteer application. It's quite simple. And really, the main role of our case managers is to vet, train, and match volunteers. That's really at the heart of it, what Olympic Angels does. It's the volunteers that do the on-the-ground work of helping families. So
yeah.
Our role is just to curate all of that. So yeah, go to the website and sign up. And I wanted to say one other thing, and that is that not everyone is called to foster or adopt, but everyone can make a difference in the life of a kid in foster care. Before this program existed, you had very limited options of how you could do that, and
right.
They were pretty extreme. There was, you know, just you could do things at a low level, or you could kind of go all the way to doing what is arguably the hardest job in the world, that of being a foster parent. What Angels does is gives lots of stair steps so you can find the right level that works for your time availability, your ability to commit, just whatever works for you, we can find a place for that in the structure that's been created.
I was imagining as I try to think about things that I would like to do more of that I could unfold, like as I mentioned to you, I sometimes have a hankering to make chocolate chip cookies, and my husband has no sweet tooth, and my hips do not need those cookies.
You will find children that want those cookies.
There you go. There are opportunities there. One of the other compelling things that I thought was interesting in discussing this organization with you is there was a little bit more to the why. Not only do the foster kids and the families need that support and that relational continuity, but you mentioned something about somewhat of a community building component for you as a volunteer.
Absolutely. We like to say that kids in foster care deserve every opportunity equal to any other kid, right? They deserve the same opportunities, the same quality of life, and they themselves are opportunities every child is full of potential. We want to see that potential fully unfold. And I'm sorry, I lost the question.
That's okay. Well, what I was also imagining that it's community building, but you also have this component to this organization that's very compact, and you know, it's tangible, and you build relationships in your neighborhood, but it's very doable.
So the way I think of this is like a fabric. There are foster care is the confluence of a lot of our biggest social challenges that tear the community fabric.
Mm-hmm.
Angels helps repair that fabric, but it also does something very interesting. One of the knock-on benefits is that it creates new threads. It puts new groups of people together that choose to love a stranger in groupings and ways that would have never happened without the program being in place. And to me, that's a very compelling thing for our community.
It's powerful, that shared empathy. When you both look at each other and you see what you did as a group of random strangers who now have the same allegiance towards the support of a human being that, I don't know, I've had teachers, I recall that one fragment that they said to me back in the fifth grade.
Made all the
and
difference.
That's kind of what you're talking about.
Absolutely.
Well, before we run out of time, compelling things going forward, what's happening? We know a little bit about how to engage. I want to make sure that the website that we heard from you, is there a phone number or an email that might be a little more user-friendly that you would like to share to our listeners right now?
Sure. The email is info@olympicangels.org.
Okay.
Same as the website.
Okay.
Yeah.
And up-and-coming drives, is there a particular need, Bo? You talk about faith partnerships, so they could reach out to you if they belong to an organization, get their orgs going to you. But any particular families that are welcoming right now? And I honestly want to know, is it something I can do and still go on vacation for 2 months? You know, that is, it's, you know, being able to pocket my efforts and still balance my life. Tell me a little bit about that.
Absolutely. We have an ongoing wait list of families that are in need of love boxes. And we also work really intentionally to match groups of volunteers with a family that works for them. So it's not just, I want to volunteer in foster care and you get matched with a 16-year-old when really your heart is in caring for babies.
Oh, wonderful.
And that's true with time as well. So matching a family that has the needs that match the group of volunteers' skills and abilities and talents.
That is an incredible part of a nonprofit we don't hear a lot about, because I think the success rate, the duration and retention of volunteering is really enhanced when it is about fulfilling both sides of the equation. And I'm a strong believer, it sounds selfish, I get a lot out of volunteering, and that is really important to make sure the fit is great. Okay, so we have an email, we have a website, we have an awesome organization. You mentioned Love Box. We don't have a definition. Could you give me a quick definition of a Love Box before we sign off here today?
Yes, the Love Box is the group of people wrapping around a family. We call it a Love Box because typically what it involves is at least once a month bringing a literal box of love in some way to that family that's a bridge to your connection.
Oh, that's fantastic. Bo, thank you for your work today. And, well, thank you for your work, period. And Ian, so nice to meet you, and I do welcome any updates down the road. I just think it's fabulous.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining me today. Everybody Can is a production of KPTZ 91.9. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen. Our production coordinator and sound engineer is Jared Dufresne. I would like to thank our programming manager, Larry Stein, and all of the incredible volunteers that work hard to bring eclectic music, local news, and conversations to us here on the North Olympic Peninsula. You can also join us on the web at kptz.org. So go out, make it a great day, and consider becoming a love box.